Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Dollop with Dave Anthony. Before I bring up the most gentle man in show business, I want to make a quick announcement. Thank you all to our sponsors for today, the Sideshow Network, All Things Comedy, Daily Motion, Squarespace, and MailChimp. And without further ado, Dave Anthony!
I don't know what the fuck you're laughing at already. And anybody in here wander in here not knowing what this was? Okay, good, because that person would be fucked. This is the dollop. This is the first live dollop after, as you know, hundreds of dollops. I've been breaking my ass to get this thing into shape, to finally do it live, and now here we are. And it's gonna be weird. So what's happened is, over the past few weeks, I've been trying to figure out what to do for the live one, and then a lot of Australians started tweeting me and sending me messages saying, hey, can you please tell us what the fuck is happening with your government? To which I said, all right, I'll fucking do that. So this dollop will be examining the Tea Party. And now I'm going to talk to you like you don't know shit about America. Because I'm talking to the Australians, so. Okay, the Tea Party are very effective. They control the lights, they control the energy, they're scary people. So the Tea Party, yes, I'll be explaining it like you are not from here. Like you don't know what's happening, if that's okay. But a lot of you are stupid anyway, so it's fine. Like you're not, you listen to my podcast, you're not like top of the heap people. You're like, there's some stuff happening. So obviously, you know about the Tea Party. They're a recent group, and they formed just a few years ago. There's not a lot of black people in the Tea Party. They have a rather white... they're about 147% white. They have a large... They get extra points for how white they are. Because when they first started, they would go out to protest and they would don their 1700 gear, you know, their pointy hat and their short pants and their flutes. And they go out and they go, hey, let's go protest. And they look at a black guy and go, hey, do you want to protest? We're going to dress up like we're from the 1700s. And he'd be like, oh, well, I would, but that's when... we were slaves. So that seems like not such a great thing. I'm going to pass on that. I'm going to pass on the whole slave thing. You sure you don't want to dress up? No, you guys owned me. I'm cool. So this is a story about underestimating a monster, basically, because the American Tea Party was originally started by Ron Paul. Did you guys know that? Ron fucking Paul. Old grandpa guy, kind of sweet. Unassuming, has some ideas, like, we should get out of all countries, get our military out. And then he'd also be like, we should also get out of America, stop schools and everything. So this is like a weird, he's like, and he somehow became like the Pied Piper for guys, like white guys in their 20s. Like all white guys in their 20s, like he's fucking amazing and they just want to follow him to their death. Like he's just the best thing ever. He's like Maxim. He's like the embodiment of Maxim magazine. He's everything they ever fucking wanted. This is going to be a short podcast, I can tell. And here's the thing about... there's some guys in their 20s here, young guys. But you're bad people. Because you inadvertently started this, but you also created Tosh O. So you have like two things that makes you awful. My wife is so nervous right now. I forgot to time this. So, the crazy thing about the Tea Party is that they started out semi-normal. Like, they were like, because they were following Ron Paul, and Ron Paul's not that scary. He's just kind of crazy, you know? He's just like, we should get our military out of the Middle East, and then I'll turn around and go, and then no schools. And you're like, oh, that got weird really fast. And so hippies were into him. They were like, this guy's cool, man. He just says you should do whatever you want. And then like frat guys were super into him. So it was like this sort of, you weren't scared of him, right? They were just like, oh, those guys are, yeah, they're okay. They just run around and scream and stuff, and they'll be all right. And they hated Bush. They hated liberals. You know, there were no women in it, which is cool, I guess, if you're a dude and you want to hang out with a bunch of other dudes. And be like, oh, we're not gay, right? No, we like Ron Paul. Like, it's that kind of situation. So his, what they really, what really ended up being the thing was everyone attached to his domestic policy, which was like, you know, all free market, no government anything, just get the fuck out. Because the free market thing works. We all know that that would be, because they're always like, you know, the free market works, just give it a chance. Like, if we roll back everything to the time when things were great, when people were working like 12-hour days and not on weekends, and they had like 5-year-olds in coal mines digging with their baby spoons to get coal, then people would be like, oh, I don't want to buy my coal from that coal company. Because you know how on Sundays we all walk up with our bucket of coal and we go, hey, I want to buy some coal from the mine. You would stop doing that. Because they're employing children. So you'd be like, I'm not going to be a part of that. And you go over to the other coal mine where they're also now have children working because there's no rules anymore and they're a fucking coal company. My wife is so nervous right now. So they think the free market will save everything, right? It's going to be, because it's a delightful idea and it's naive and it's retarded. So, and I just offended a bunch of white guys. So I apologize. I know that that's your God. But here's the thing about Ron Paul. Like, he was honest, right? He meant it, and he wasn't mean-spirited about it. Like, he just had an idea of what this should be. And so that was like 2008. And then somewhere after he lost the election, which we can't believe, right? Like, we cannot believe that he was not allowed to be president. Somewhere after that time and between February of 2009, the second party of the second Tea Party came. Number two. And they're a little bit different. They weren't like guys in their 20s. They were old people in their wheelchairs screaming about health care while collecting government checks. They're fucking awesome. So there's actually a day and a moment where we can trace back the Tea Party beginning. And it happened on CNBC. Because CNBC has this guy named Rick Santelli. And Rick Santelli is one of these guys that you see on the news who stands and there's the stock market's behind him and he's like yelling, you know, fucking black people shouldn't have houses or whatever they yell. Whatever thing that they've latched onto. Like, only rich people! So he was having one of those awesome moments, and he was screaming about shit. He's crazy because this year, our economy shrunk a tiny bit in the last quarter of 2012. And in January, he went on the TV and screamed, "We're like Europe! We're becoming Europe!" And everyone was like, "Fuck! Holy shit! We're gonna have schnitzel and wine!" And healthcare, and Jesus, that sounds great. So all of the old Tea Partiers who were at home, all these old people were like, well, that's fucked up. We can't be Europe because they learn shit and they read books. So here's the thing about guys like Santelli. He's like, America has a history of apocalypticism. Fuck, I said that's a big word. That just came out of me. Like, that was just like fucking flowing. Like, there's gonna be big words here. I mean, I probably shouldn't point them out every time they come out of me, but it's pretty impressive to say a big word, apocalypticism. I mean, I gotta stop in the middle, right? Of the word, I gotta slow down and pause. I can't just go apocalypticism. Ooh, fuck. All right. This shit's starting to happen. This shit's starting to cook. So we love it, because the thing about Americans is, and since the beginning of our time, we love to be freaked the fuck out. We love to be like, what the fuck is happening? It's been going on since we left the elf island, the British thing. and came over here. We just like to be scared as shit. Like, it's in our DNA. And it's been going. Like, there was a guy in the 30s, this reverend who got on the radio all the time and scared him. Like, end of fucking times, eat your brother, or whatever would happen. And then in the 70s is when it really kicked up a notch. The book, The Late Great Planet Earth, came out. And that was this book about Nostradamus and how that guy was just on point. Like, someone wrote a book and they're like, this guy knows all his fucking shit and it's all fucked up. Because the book was... And then they made a movie about it with Orson Welles narrating, which I know about because I was like 11 and my mom thought, that's a great movie to take your son to. Yeah, so I just sat around from 11 until I was like 30 waiting for anti-anxiety medication to be invented. So that was pretty great. If you can't, take your kid to an apocalyptic movie. They just enjoy the shit out of it. They just, why is the earth blowing up? That's just what's going to happen. It's in a book that a guy wrote. Like, literally thousands of years ago on an island because he was alone and fucking crazy. So they made that. And then what happened after that was in the 90s, it kicked up again when the Left Behind books came out. And they, now, since those books came out in 97, they've sold like 80 million copies. So there's 80 million people who are like, we're going to die. Like, they're just fucking fired up about it. So we're super into this shit, right? And a lot of it's like, well, they have these things. The formula is like the Nostradamus thing. It was, hey, there's Israel, and then there's fighting in the Middle East. So that shit's fucking, that's it. It's in the book. Guy wrote it in a book. If there's fighting in the Middle East and Israel exists, boom. Because the fighting in the Middle East is like new. That's like a thing. That's like a brand new thing that people are like, what's going on? They've always been so cool. I don't know, but the Nostradamus guy. All right, so the weird thing about this is that conservatives used to be like, they used to be normal. I mean, not normal, they were always dicks, but they used to be like, yeah, we can have art in schools and music, and they used to be like relatively normal. And sometime after all of this became economically viable to fucking scare the shit out of people, that's all they do. That's what they became. They're just now like, let's just fucking scare people and make money. So that's all the conservatives are doing now. And that's what sort of feeds the Tea Party, because they're always looking for doom, they're always looking for catastrophe, and they just exist. Like, Rush Limbaugh just exists to tell us about the failure of Western civilization and the doom that's coming. And of course, there is no greater sign of doom than a black man in the White House. That is sheer terror. Okay, so what does that do to the Tea Party? Back to Rick Santelli, the guy who's upset about Europe. Because fucking Europe! We're going to be Greece, then eat our grandmothers! That guy. So, the Tea Party is now known as the first... Because we've had a lot of movements over the history of our country, like Franklin Roosevelt and other guys. Andrew Jackson, William Jennings Bryan, it says here. I don't know who the fuck that is. It's on my list, though. He's probably a president. He sounds cool. But they used to rally against. You know, people would rally against the rich and the wealthy. But the Tea Party are the first people who hit the streets rallying for the rich and wealthy. So it's like a whole different. We've never had this in our country before. They are just the ultimate douchebags. So. The second form of the Tea Party came 1 month after the black man entered the White House. And you can see how it's fucked up, because it's a White House, he's a black man. Is your iPod on? So this is what Rick Santelli said. So he gets on the news, and he goes, the government is promoting bad behavior. This is America. How many... of you people want to pay for your neighbor's mortgage that has an extra bathroom and they can't pay their bills? A fucking extra bathroom! The grandiosity! Why not live in a fucking palace? Or carve up a boy and live in his skin? I don't know. I don't have good analogies, but I assume a boy is soft, and it would be nice to wear them. And then, I don't know what the lease would be on a boy, but high, $500 a month. So, you can go, Mike, if it's not. All right, so Rick Santelli went on. And he said, if you read our founding fathers like Benjamin Franklin and Jefferson, what we're doing now in this country is making them roll over in their graves, which it's not possible. I mean, they've been dead. They don't have muscles anymore. Like, a skeleton can't roll over. Right? I mean, this is science now. Now I've gone into science. So we've taken a little bit of that left turn, but it's not. We can all agree that that's not possible. And then he said, and this is where it happened, he said, we're thinking of having a Chicago Tea Party in July. And people watching were like, oh, fuck. Yeah, let's do this shit. I want to just fucking get out there and start screaming about the fucking president giving money to the not... Okay, here's the thing. They didn't do this for the when they gave money to the banks. When the white guy was in there, the guy that invaded everything and cashed all the checks and then was like, I'm going to leave. They didn't do it for that guy. They did it for this guy. And then a bunch of people saw Rick Santelli and they're like, yeah, fuck yeah. I'm going to get my triangle hat on and my pants that just go to my knees and my flute. And I'm going to go fucking fuck you. And I'm going to head out there and do that. I can say, if you bring a flute to a protest, you're not. You shouldn't be allowed to. That should be illegal. Or a didgeridoo. That's for Australians. So the actual Tea Party was born, and they were born basically because Obama was giving money to homeowners, which is, I think we can all agree, fucking bullshit. My wife wants this to work so bad. And when I look in her eyes, which I'm looking down now, because when I look at her eyes, it's this, I would call it a desperate sadness. And it's like you can see someone willing something to work. It's like a desperate, like, oh, I wish I could give you something. So I can't look at her anymore. So, I mean, you're late. I don't. I'm just kidding. So basically, they're upset because a black man was giving money to other black people. That's what it came down to. Because they're not that they're racist, because they say they're not racist. They just are all white people. So tea parties began, and we were all laughing at them. We were like, "That you gotta be fucking kidding me, right? That's really you guys are dressing up in your little hoo-hoo and fucking running around and all right." Like government. And everyone was like, yeah, right, look at these fucking assholes. And it was just like a, but the thing is like when you looked at the sum of them, they were just like a stew of madness. You know, it was like hardcore libertarians and like gun nuts. The dudes walking around with the guns. I'm fucking carrying my gun right now. And you're like, you're in front of a library. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good for you. Fundamentalist Christians, anti-immigrant Republicans, all merged together to form my dad. Oh, wait. Now I slipped on that one. That not actually my... My father is not... nope, he is. He is all of those things. No, my dad's not a Christian. But he checks all the other ones off pretty good. And my dad is someone who... when all this is going on, stopped me at Thanksgiving and was like, you're for socialized medicine? And I was like, yeah, I would like everyone to have health care. And he's like, fucking bullshit. We shouldn't have to pay for other people. And I was like, you had stomach cancer and they cut out your stomach and Medicare paid for that. I paid for that by working. Okay. I don't see any reason why we should talk at all. I mean, first of all, my upbringing, but secondly, this. Concerned how long this is going to be. Concerned this is going to end any minute. All right, so I will say this. The Tea Party did have reason to be angry because our fucking politicians are crazy assholes. Like, they just take money and they're like, fuck you, I'm just gonna help out this coal company. You can go fucking suck your dick. Like, they don't say that literally, but that's what they do. So the Republicans came along and the Republicans were like, holy shit, look at these guys. They are fucking insane. So let's work with them. I mean, they couldn't be fucking crazier. So the Republicans decided that they would organize them and teach them. What does it mean when the sound guy leaves? Is that good? It's like, see, I'm Tea Party. I shut everything down. You can go fuck yourself. Enjoy your half a podcast, motherfucker. Oh, okay. Well, we didn't get to the end of that because... Tea Party, God, they control everything. So the Republicans taught them how they took these crazy different groups that were standing in front of libraries going, books, you should have to pay for books. Like, they took those people, and you should, right? Books shouldn't be free. We should have to pay for them, like $900 each. So they took all those people, and they taught them how to organize. And the Republicans were like, we'll show you how to do this. They literally got their best guys. They've got their best guys from all over the country, and they taught them how to organize and how to, you know, work on elections and how to get funded. And they created this beast. They were funded by, like, the Koch brothers and Steve Forbes. They gave them all this fucking money. Like, you guys are awesome. I mean, the shit you say is batshit crazy, but we're going to give you money. So they gave them all this fucking money. And then they learned. Then they had structure, and then they had power. And so the big plan was to get them elected. Right? And then they would be in Congress, and then the Republicans would take them, like, downstairs underneath Congress, and they'd fling open the doors to the room down there, and they'd just be, you know, pussy and coal and piles of money and fur coats, and they'd be like, this is what we do here, and the Tea Party would be like, fuck everything we believe in, let's do that. That's what they thought would happen, and then they'd just be walking around in the fur coat. They wear fur coats, right? Congress people? And they used to be walking around in their fur coats, and they would forget everything they came there to, like, just like the Republicans did before them. But the thing they didn't realize is that the Tea Party are insane. So they hoped that the Tea Party would be like, yeah, I'm into fur coats and corporate pussy or whatever your thing is. Is that a thing, corporate pussy? Does Shell? No. What just happened? Someone did. We finally hit it by saying, "Does Shell have corporate pussy?" You came at a weird time. I was talking about corporate pussy. So what they didn't realize though, is that the Tea Party are like these village idiots, and they're racist, and they're like enthusiastic sadists who just don't give a flying fuck about anything. So they basically were, it's like the movie Aliens, where they went to that planet and the dude, Paul Reiser, is like, no, we're going to fucking take these aliens back on a little, we're going to bring them back because they look cool. I mean, they don't seem like, okay, they're bad, like they eat people and like that, and they spit acid and shit, but we'll bring them back and we'll be like, hey, we're going to train you to do that to them. That didn't work at the end. Everyone was dead, and there was a lady running around in her underwear, so it was all fucked up. Or it's also like, you could also compare it to Sharktopus, which is they went into a lab, and they took an octopus, and they combined it with a shark, right? And then they're like, well, this will be cool. We'll use this to do stuff with. But then it's still mostly fucking shark, and you can't control a shark. And so now the shark's just using all its tentacles to grab and eat shit, and it's a whole fight. It's fucked up. That's the Tea Party. Seems like I'm bad with analogies. So they're basically just incoherent resentment. That's what they are. They're just mad at shit, and they say they know what it is, but you can't really figure it out. So the Republicans thought they could control that. And then the Republican class of 2010 was elected, and that was a lot of fucking Tea Party dudes. Like, they got a lot of Tea Party guys in there because the Tea Party guys just go out and go, everything's fucked up, and it's black people. And white people go, that sounds perfect. I want to vote for that. And so they started getting elected because they're crazy. And people in, this is weird, but people in Oklahoma, you know what I mean? They're not really bringing it in the old brain part. So the other thing that happened was, so they went in 2010, right? And they went, and the Republicans won a lot of state houses. And then they decided to gerrymander. Now, they probably people in, I'm talking Australians right now. Americans, take a break. Gerrymandering came about in the early 1800s. Because there was a governor of Massachusetts named something Jerry. Ed? Let's call him Ed. Ed Jerry. And Ed was trying to get elected again, and he's like, I am fucked in the polls. Like, this shit's not happening. So then he looked at a map, and he goes, let's change this map so my district looks like this. And he carved a big side thing around the edge of the district where the white people lived. And it looked like a salamander. Yeah, so I don't see how those things go together, but it looked like a salamander. And so they called it gerrymander. I just looked at my wife again, and she's like, I don't know how to help you. I mean, we talked about your life and where it was going, and I didn't think it would feel this bad. So so anyway, in 2012 they won again, and basically what they did in 2010 was they redrew the districts all in their states, and they just like drew circles around white people. They went, oh, that'll work. So their districts got whiter. They're the only place in the country that got whiter were the Tea Party districts. Everyone else has had an increase of Hispanic people or black people, but those districts became mostly like 5% whiter, which is pretty cool, right? In this day and age, someone doing a little something different, trying a little something out, you know, getting a little whiter. So I looked at her again. It wasn't good. I gotta stop glancing. Maybe I should just look down because there's someone out there that's really trying to help me with their eyes. So it fed the monster, right? And it made them, here's the thing about the people, it made them untouchable. So all these guys who basically want to kill the government are literally untouchable because in their districts they all voted for Romney, they hate brown people and things like that. They're not into other things. And there are 80 of them. 80 motherfuckers. 79 of who are white. I don't know what the other guy is, though. It seems really weird. The other guy is like maybe a black guy going, yeah, fuck us! Like, I don't know what's happening with that guy. I want to talk to that guy. 76 of them are men. So, four ladies? I know, you know, ladies, I don't... You got to maybe explain why you're fucking up. Why you're fucking up on that one. That's not cool. They believe themselves to be an oppressed minority. It's cool that we can live in an age where white people can be like, I'm fucked, man, I'm white. I just think that's awesome. because they are sort of oppressed because we have a black president, and that's hard if you're a white man. I know, I turn on the TV, I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do right now. And they have like a hardcore like belief system that is based on nonsense. So they basically are against stuff that they do. Like they want to stop all food stamps, but they're like farmers and they like get farm subsidies, or they want to stop healthcare, and they get Medicare. Like they're those kind of. They're really fucking cool. They're really level-headed. And so what happened was the budget was coming, and they said, no, I don't want to do that. And they said, and everyone was like, "Well, you can't just say no." And they're like, "I don't know." And everyone else was like, "Well, I know, but what do you want to do?" So, I don't know. Listen. And everyone's like, "I don't know what's happening right now." And they're like, "I don't know what's happening right now." So, and it's like, "No, but seriously, what do you guys want to do?" Okay, what are we going to do?
Not going to do anything.
We're the government, so we got to do something. Nope. So that's where we are. Basically, they hate Obamacare because that means that poor people will be able to not die when they get sick. And I can understand that viewpoint. Like, I see where you're coming from. It's really cool. And so they don't want Obamacare because what the real truth is that if Obamacare is successful, their party is dead. They're fucked. So what they're trying to do is eliminate Obamacare by using a budget, which is a process that has never happened before because it's already law. And if Obama let them do that, then they could do that to Social Security and Medicare and every single other thing that we've had. So you can't let it happen. So now they're just sitting around going, "Fucking fuck you. This shit, yeah. This is what we wanted." Here's an actual quote. Republican Michelle Bachmann, who's a great lady, who has like 19 foster kids, crazy eyes, and a gay husband. It's a great, it's just a great family. It's just like, it should be a sitcom, right? And Crazy Eyes, it should be called Crazy Eyes. So after the shutdown, she said, "We're very excited. It's exactly what we wanted, and we got it." Congratulations. And then the other day, Republican Congressman Marlon Stoltzman from Indiana, so he's one of these guys that had the district all carved out with white people, and he said, "We're not going to be disrespected," which is awesome, which is an awesome way for a congressman to start out a quote, because it's like he's a 14-year-old kid in a rap rivalry. "We have to get something out of this, and I don't even know what that is." So the answer to that is we're fucked. Eventually, the Republicans have to destroy their own, or we're completely fucked. I don't have a funny ending to this podcast. Because when I started writing it, I was like, "Oh, there's funny stuff up top." And then as I got into it, I was like, "Well, these people are fucking horrible." It would be like you could start out talking about the Nazis and be like, "Oh, they did some other stuff," and then they, "Whoa, shit, I can't end that. There's not a button on for Auschwitz that I can," like, "and then Auschwitz happened." So we're fucked. And that's the dollop. I don't even know if it made sense. And it was only a half hour, but you guys know that's how it works.